Foreign language skills are necessary to provide vital services to people with limited English abilities. Because of the rich cultural and linguistic diversity in my home state of Hawaii, I understand well the need to communicate about disaster relief, social services, and other government programs in a variety of languages.
Hawaii Senator Daniel Akaka chairing yesterday's hearing of the Senate Subcommittee on Oversight of Government Management and the Federal Workforce. He was holding the latest in a series of hearings spotlighting the need to improve the foreign language capabilities of federal workers.
Understanding foreign languages is also vital to our economic security as Americans compete in the global marketplace. According to the Committee for Economic Development, American companies can lose an estimated $2 billion each year due to inadequate cross-culture skills. Moreover, foreign language proficiency and cultural understanding are essential to protecting our national security. Threats to our national security are becoming more complex, interconnected, and unconventional.
Akaka says the deficiencies in language proficiency at the Pentagon, DHS, and other federal agencies are well known, having been documented in a number of studies by the Government Accountability Office and dating as far back to the report of a Presidential Commission on Foreign Language and International Studies more than three decades ago. Chairman Akaka and his panel received the latest GAO study, authored by David Maurer, director of the Homeland Security and Justice Team at the GAO. His testimony revealed this shocking finding about an agency where foreign language proficiency should be a must.
In September 2009, we found that 31% of Foreign Service officers did not meet the foreign language requirements for their overseas positions, with even higher shortfalls in such key languages as Arabic and Chinese. State has several initiatives underway to address the shortfalls, including language training and pay incentives, but has been unable to close these gaps, in part due to the lack of a comprehensive strategic approach. Since our report, state has made progress, but still lacks a plan with measurable goals, objectives, and milestones.
Maurer's report also examined language proficiency at the Department of Homeland Security.
On the plus side, DHS has a variety of foreign language programs and activities. For example, new Border Patrol agents are required to learn rudimentary Spanish, and the Coast Guard has conducted a series of foreign language needs assessments. However, on the whole, we found that DHS has taken limited action to assess its foreign language needs and capabilities and identify potential shortfalls. There is no department-wide guidance, no mention of foreign language in the first quadrennial Homeland Security Review, and no reference to foreign language in the department's Strategic Human Capital Plan. DHS has not comprehensively assessed its foreign language needs and capabilities and doesn't know whether its current array of programs adequately addresses the department's various mission needs.
As part of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Pentagon recognized the need for American troops to be able to communicate with local citizens in those countries. Maurer's report paints a decidedly mixed picture on the topic at the Department of Defense.
In June 2009, we reported that DOD had made progress in transforming its language capabilities, but lacked a comprehensive strategic plan to guide its efforts. Some of the department's foreign language objectives are not measurable, linkages between goals and funding priorities are not clear, and DOD has not identified the total cost of its plan efforts. DOD also lacked a complete inventory of its foreign language capabilities and a common approach for determining requirements. Since our report, DOD has made some progress, but has not completed its efforts to address our recommendations.
At the witness table, there was no representative from the State Department available to respond to the GAO report. But Jeff Neal, Chief Human Capital Officer with the Department of Homeland Security, acknowledged that foreign language proficiency is vital in many parts of his huge mega agency. Everything from Spanish proficiency for Customs and Border Patrol agents to the ability of Federal Emergency Management Agency staff to communicate with the large community of Vietnamese fishermen affected by the Gulf oil spill. And he pledged to take steps to improve DHS's performance when it comes to foreign languages.
First, I will ensure that DHS-wide language policies and processes are incorporated into our Human Capital Strategic Plan. Secretary Napolitano directed a complete revision of the Human Capital Strategic Plan several weeks ago, and we anticipate publishing it in early fall. Second, my staff will work with the DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis to identify best practices and to ensure coordination of our intelligence community responsibilities for the management of DHS foreign language capabilities. And finally, I will work with CRCL to establish a DHS Joint Language Task Force. The task force will identify component language requirements and assess necessary skills, recommend a system so the department can track, monitor, record, and report language capabilities, and identify the functional office, responsible for managing DHS-wide language capabilities.
Nancy Weaver, director of the Defense Language Office at the Pentagon, described one interagency language initiative in which her agency is participating.
Representatives from the Department of State, Defense, and Education, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence meet routinely to share information on new initiatives and best practices. Our ongoing challenge is that language and regional proficiency take time to develop and to sustain. And even when we devote that time, the next threat to security will likely require different languages and cultural knowledge in an entirely different region of the world.
A year ago, Senator Akaka introduced the National Foreign Language Coordination Act to set up an effort across government to battle foreign language deficiencies. That bill is currently pending in the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.